Fast news. Fresh takes. First, Kate Hawksby on Early Edition, News Talk ZB.
It is 14 past five. Well, to the issue of the Northland case and continuing pleas from officials for everyone to use the COVID Tracer app. Here's the thing. Bluetooth usage has pulled well ahead of poster scanning now, and that is a problem. People are supposed to do both, apparently. To explain this, Auckland University's Dr. Andrew Chen is with us. Good morning to you. How many people, Andrew, are using the app, and how far short is that of where we need to be?
Good morning. As of yesterday, we have about 800,000 scans per day and reportedly about 800,000 people using the Bluetooth. The Ministry of Health hasn't issued any sort of targets, but by my math, we probably want about 2 million people using the Bluetooth, and we probably want to be looking at about 4 to 6 million scans per day to have real confidence that this is a tool that will serve us well in the event of an outbreak.
So explain this to us. There's been a surge in people turning on Bluetooth, which is great, but do we understand how it works? If you turn on Bluetooth but don't scan, what information does that actually give the contact tracers if there's a case?
Yeah, so these are two complementary systems. They don't actually do exactly the same thing. So Bluetooth is helping determine who you have been in physical proximity to. And this is a protocol that has been designed by Apple and Google. The data is actually entirely decentralized, which means that the Ministry of Health doesn't see any of the data. So if somebody tests positive, they'll upload their ID numbers, which are randomly generated numbers that are hard for anybody else to interpret. And then the devices will go and get those numbers every day and check to see if there are any matches against the numbers that are in their log. What that means is that the Ministry of Health doesn't actually get to know who those people are that you've been there or where you have been. So this is why the QR codes can be quite helpful, is that because the Ministry of Health can see what those locations are and therefore make some decisions around risk exposure. So, for example, if the person who is now tested positive has been to a lot of restaurants, that could be considered a particularly higher risk because they're more likely to have spread it at a restaurant than somebody who only went to two or three retail shops, for example.
Right, so very important that we scan as well so we know exactly where we've been. There has been a lot of talk about how the government could do a better job of getting people on board. I mean, are you surprised how few people want to scan in everywhere? I mean, are we, you know, have we gotten complacent or we just don't care?
It is a little bit frustrating because it is a relatively small and simple act. And yes, it may be a little bit frustrating that it takes 5 to 10 seconds to load, but this is something that could help avoid another outbreak or worse, avoid a lockdown. And so it is really a small price to pay. I do understand that there are lots of people who want to participate who can't because they don't have the right phone or they don't even have a phone. And so I do hope that the government looks more towards digital inclusion policies like issuing vouchers so that people can get a phone if they need one so that they can participate in the system if we think that it is really important.
It's a good idea, Andrew. Thank you for being with us this morning. Dr. Andrew Chen, Research Fellow at Auckland University.